out, Blue Roof Nation, Buffyites, what you doing? I figure if I'm bringing stuff back for the quarantine, bringing stuff back to help me deal with the fact that I cannot leave my house and I'm going crazy and running up the wall, then why not bring back Sunnydale Live? Lawrence and Ashley are not with me because, well, it's quarantine and I'm all alone. All alone with no one and nothing. Just me. Lots of food. I'm trying to get in shape, and yet one of the things I do most is eat now. Probably not helping with the whole getting in shape thing. I'm also talking to a microphone as if I'm talking to another person because I'm going crazy. I am slowly losing my mind. And you are privy to being here with me as my mind vanishes. Enjoy. No. So today's episode is Episode 8 of Season 1. Yes, apparently me, Ash, and Lawrence only did 7 episodes. So this is iRobot, You, Jane. Came out April 28th, 1997, written by Ashley Gable and Thomas Sweden, and directed by Stephen L. Posey. Now, this episode, Season 1, look, Buffy is my favorite show. Sometimes Firefly is my favorite show. Sometimes Firefly is my favorite show. But Buffy is overall always my favorite show. I think the only time Firefly is my favorite show is when I'm watching Firefly and I forget any other show exists. But Buffy's my shit. I love the Buffy universe. I love the comics. I love it. Well, Boom comics are kind of like, what the fuck is this and why are you destroying my life? But Season 8 through 12 and all that stuff, Angel After Fall, all that, I love all that. That being said, I'm not one of those people that is like, I'm not actually, where I have to defend everything I love as if to not love one part of it is the end of the world. That also being said, I'm not one of those Buffy fans that are on the Buffy Facebook pages that are like, what do you guys hate the most? I hate this. Don't you hate this? Isn't hating something so much more enjoyable than liking something? I just want to tear something apart all the time. Oh my god. There was one post talking about how they like this one aspect of Buffy. That is just too much affection. Let's spend the next 24 hours just talking shit about every single aspect of it. Please. To me, that's how everyone on the Buffy Facebook pages, pretty much all of them sound, because all of them are so fucking whiny and negative and hateful all the goddamn time. I love Buffy. I hate Buffy fans. Except for you guys listening to this. I love you. You're awesome. You're not like those whiny-ass, bitchy-ass Facebook people who complain nonstop, ad nauseum. What's I'm doing now about them? That being said, Season 1 isn't my favorite season. I love The Master. I love Darla. I love lots of parts of it. But some of the filler episodes felt very filler. And this episode in particular, I feel, I don't know if you've ever seen like My Babysitter's a Vampire or other shows that are kind of in that vein. Kind of monster of the week shows made for kids dealt with things. They were more plot oriented. This episode of Buffy really feels like it would have fit in with that. A lot of old like Hercules, Zine, like before they started getting more serialized, those shows did as well. Just kind of the throwaway episodes on things, and that's what this episode of Buffy always feels like to me. There's a couple in Season 1 that feel that way. And I think it's more the network than Joss Whedon who are doing it. They're like, we just want Monster of the Wing. We just want the end. We just want that. And I feel like there's a world in which Buffy did more of that instead of what it eventually did, which was more of the serialized, more of the character-driven stories. Because this one feels very plot-oriented. That being said, it introduces a lot of cool things. For starters, Willow's selfishness really jumps up on this episode. Her putting her wants and her desires above everybody else. If someone tells her that she's doing something bad, instead of listening to her friends, she lashes out at them. That will be a reoccurring character trait till the end of the comics. And you see it for the first time really here. I mean, a little bit here and there, but this is where you really see it on display. It's a whole episode to show you Willow is selfish. But then again, you still kind of understand because she never gets the attention from guys. And the fact that this guy is smart and funny and he's interested in her, you understand why she feels that way. But it's still like she lashed out at Buffy when she didn't need to. And I know people like that in real life, and it's a pet peeve of mine. When people put random relationships that are just getting started over their friendships, it's like, you're an idiot. But that's not even the most important thing we can hear. We meet Jenny Callender, the computer science teacher at Sunnydale High, who will go on to have one of the best romances in the Buffyverse with our beloved Rupert Giles. And they're bickering throughout the first half of the episode. In the second half of the episode, they're bickering again, but it turns to flirting. Straight shifts gears and becomes flirting. It's very well written. Like, the plot, I'm not the hugest fan of, but the story, the character beats in this episode, I love. I love the Giles and Jenny stuff. But like I said, this is a very plot-heavy episode. So what happens to the plot? Well, back in Italy, in the 1400s, there was a corrupter demon called Moloch. And he would seduce people, get them to confess their love to him, and then kill them. And these monks, because Buffy always uses monks to solve all of their problems. Just, that was Donnie. The monks binded him to a book where he would be trapped for all time until someone read from the book. Well, no one reads from the book in this episode. But Willow scans the book. And when she scans the book, he gets sucked into the computer. And through the computer, he gets access to the internet. And now the corruptor demon is in the internet. He is everywhere at once. The big bad in this episode is literally the internet. And he pretends to be this guy named Malcolm, and he seduces Willow. He also seduces all the computer geeks who are already pretty fucking weird. And he uses those computer geeks to build him a new body. A robotic body that looks like his demon body. So that he will have form, but still be in the internet. Buffy and Xander. Xander, who straight goes on the jealous, like straight falls into jealousy over Willow having a new boo. He's not interested in her, but the fact that she's interested in someone else, he loses his goddamn mind. But not in an asshole way. He's kind of funny about it. And he doesn't really say it to her. He's more complaining to Buffy. But Buffy, when Willow shows up late for school, Buffy goes on this weird, like, crusade to prove that Malcolm is evil. And she's shunning him down, harassing the computer geeks, trying to find everything out, spying on them. And it's kind of good that she does, because they figure out once the computer geeks try to kill her and then end up killing one of themselves, what's going on. Giles figures it out, and they're like, well, how do we stop him? He reaches out to Jenny, who turns out to already know about this stuff because she's a techno-pagan. She is a computer witch, as she puts it. And so Giles teams up with Jenny to bind Moloch back into the book. Except he does not go back into the book. They succeed in getting him off the internet, but they trap him in the body. Willow rejects him, and so he tries to kill her. Buffy and Xander come to the rescue. Buffy saves the day by tricking him into hitting an electrical wire and killing himself. like I said, the plot is kind of light, but the characterizations are pretty good. Buffy's fierce protection of her friends, Willow's desperation for affection and attention, and also her need to put herself first. Xander always feeling like the outsider and feeling like he doesn't really belong and that everyone's going to abandon him, which is kind of a trait that defines that character for a long while. Giles's unwillingness to adapt with the times, his relationship with Jenny Calendar. What are you, Jenny Calendar now? A lot of things that will play out over the rest of the series were established in this episode. Even though the episode itself isn't one of the, oh, you should check that episode out. It's not an episode where if I was trying to convince someone to be a fan of Buffy, that I would put on for them. But it's one that if you want to love, if you love the show, it is so important. It is so important. I think the standout character in this episode has to be Jenny. It's her introduction, and she plays an important role. Blah, blah, blah. She plays an important part in saving the day. And it's just fun. It is just fun. But yeah. So this was Sunday Live, episode 8. iRobot, you Jane. Which I do love that title. I don't know why, but I've always loved that title. But anyways, I don't know what you're listening to if you watch Buffy, but it's probably one of the greatest shows ever made. It's my favorite show. So check that out. You can check us out all over the internet. We have numerous Twitters, at GoodHeinz, GUTHEINZ, at The Uncanny Fans, at Clean Jeans Pod, at Blue Roof Films, at Ash_CECE forever. You can check us out on Instagram at GoodHeinz, at Madam President. You could check us out on YouTube at Blue Roof Productions and at The Uncanny Fans. Check out our Facebook pages, Blue Roof Productions, Uncanny Fans, and Jonathan Goodhines. And you can check out our website, blueroofproductions.com. Where a new issue of Mario Chronicles just came out, my own little supernatural series. You can check that out. Till next time, I'm Jonathan. Give us legends.